The Attorney General under scrutiny. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Merrick Garland will be questioned next hour at a House Judiciary Committee hearing as Republicans, led by Chairman Jim Jordan, who tell Fox Business their investigation into President Biden and his son is issue one.
This White House changed story about their involvement with Hunter Biden. I was not involved in anything. Well, no, dinners, phone calls, meetings, and maybe more importantly, the Justice Department story has changed multiple times.
Now, as far as the House, they're also planning their first hearing in the impeachment inquiry next Thursday.
It's something the White House is slamming in a statement saying this, quote, they, meaning Republicans, are clearly hoping they can use their baseless evidence-free impeachment stunt to try to divert attention away from the consequences of their extreme agenda.
Now, that's Fox's Griff Jenkins. Now, at the UN Security Council next hour, there's going to be a speech from Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's leader, who told world leaders yesterday,
after Russian aggression, no one in the world will dare to attack any nation.
Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi told the UN General Assembly the U.S. is responsible for violence in Ukraine, saying Iran has unmasked
the true nature of the rulers in both the East and West through its Islamic revolution.
The Israeli ambassador to the UN was so outraged that he walked out, accusing the UN of debasing itself by giving Raisi a platform. And he was even detained for protesting Iran's killing of Mahsa Amini, a Kurdish woman who was killed by Iran. On so-called morality police for not correctly wearing a hijab.
That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich. It's day six of the auto workers strike.
We just want to stick together. We want to see things just move at a better and a progressive way for everybody.
She's on the picket lines at a Ford plant in Michigan. They also walked out of a GM plant in Missouri, a Stellantis facility in Ohio, and the union's threatening to expand the strike Friday. America's listening to Fox News.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
Ugh, I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is not the only Biden cabinet member facing tough questions this morning.
Some lawmakers may try to derail Secretary Pete Buttigieg when he takes questions at a hearing on issues with rail safety and flying. There have been a number of close calls involving commercial aircraft in recent months, along with delays and viral moments of out-of-control passengers. There's also concern after a string of derailments involving freight trains this year. Members of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee could grill the secretary on green energy policy, such as the sustainability of electric cars. There could also be talk about how a government shutdown would impact traveling across the country. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Well, Congress has 11 days left to avert that shutdown with some sort of budget, but House Republicans have yet to agree on a plan for what's called a continuing resolution to fund operations through October. Congressman Greg Stube just told Fox Business,
the American people did not put us in charge of the House to do CRs with Democrats to fund the government. They put us in charge of the House to stand on American principles, to stand on good cuts in spending, to bring back up our economy, and to shut down the border.
Senate Democrats oppose spending cuts. An 84-year-old man, Andrew Lester, will be arraigned today in Missouri.
Weeks after a judge ruled that there's enough evidence for Lester to stand trial for shooting and injuring 17-year-old Ralph Yarrell, who showed up at the wrong address in Kansas City late at night in April, and who were told mistook Lester's home for someone else's before he was shot through a glass door. Lester's attorney says he had a reasonable fear to be afraid, and while Missouri law allows homeowners to defend themselves, prosecutors say Lester shot an unarmed kid who was standing outside his home.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising ahead of the Federal Reserve's decision today on interest rates, expected to leave them where they are, no rate hike. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis in the spotlight after three billboards popped up in Chicago offering Illinois police officers $5,000 if they move to Florida to work. It comes on the heels of the Illinois Safety Act set to take effect, which would end cash bail for defendants. So far, 37 Illinois officers have taken up the job offer. Illinoisans who own firearms that can't be sold in the state will be allowed to keep them. State police filed an emergency rule with the Secretary of State to implement the Protect Illinois Communities Act. It regulates the sale and distribution of assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and switches in Illinois. The act went into effect in January. Champaign County Regional Planning Commission has started taking appointments for the LIHEAP application opening next month. The program has helped thousands of families for decades. This year, it's starting in October and running to August the 15th. That's a look at what's happening on your Wednesday. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller, ESPN 93.5. We check our weather forecast with the learned one, meteorologist Craig Solier, and looks pretty good for the farmers getting toward harvest, buddy.
Yeah, crop maturity moving along quite nicely, about 55 or so, 30 to 55%, depending on your west to east perspective out of the Corn Belt, is ready to go out there and running at about 10 to 15% completion on the corn harvest side itself across the Midwest, and that's generally in relatively good order. Matter of fact, the stats in from the USDA, 70% of the corn crop across Illinois is mature, 63% in Iowa, 60% in Minnesota. So things are moving along very nicely. Of course, the heat and the dryness of a bit of a detriment in those western corn belt sections especially. And you kind of juggle this time of the year. You want to get harvest, crops mature. You want to get moisture back in the ground too, and recharge the subsoil moisture base before you get into the cold, locked down, frozen hard, solid season of wintertime around here. And we should be able to get everything accomplished here. Look at a split harvest and then later on this fall and into winter begin to get some significant moisture in the ground before it does freeze on up. So yeah, the trend early on here is to milder, to warmer and drier, although we do have some short-term recharge expected here late in the weekend and early next week. Speaking of which, the vanguard to that is raining up into parts of northeastern Illinois, outside of Chicago and southern Wisconsin as well. A little bit of rain into parts of Iowa and Missouri. Out the door this morning, it's a nice one and should stay that way here for the next few days with a good spell of late summer-like warmth at 60 now at Willard and Savoy later on this afternoon. High temperatures expected to top out across the area above average with typical average highs this time of the year somewhere into the mid-70s. We'll be looking at an afternoon high for the day-to-day across the area that tops out at 82, 60 tonight, 83 tomorrow, 85 with sunshine Friday. Officially fall season here comes Saturday early morning. Forecast time for the ball game as well, 2:30, 84. It'll be a one run at Memorial Stadium and then a couple of spotty showers Sunday morning and then showers and thunderstorms scattered late Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. High temperatures still between 75 and 80 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solian.
All right, that is awesome. And Diane went through the whole big time wedding.
Yes.
And we're in that mode now.
I know.
Jacob
been
is.
Been praying for you.
Thank you. Jacob is coming home Monday. He's got five more games in AAA. That's Grace's future husband. Anyway, it's been fun. He's had a great year. He's been in AAA for now 3-4 weeks. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, boys and girls, cue the band. When I was walking in Memphis. He is a Fox News radio and television star, mostly TV now, but he started as Tony Snow's producer when he did his talk show.
Mm-hmm. And now, from Memphis.
Yeah, he's originally Memphis. He loves the Rendezvous ribs. We yes. need to get you some Rendezvous ribs there. Griff Jenkins, how are you?
Hey, Stevie J, good morning. And you know what? my radio career goes all the way back to the 90s.
Wow.
Excuse me, when I started Ollie North, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, U.S. Marine Corps, his Common Sense Radio show back in the mid-90s.
Yes, I was at a radio convention with him, shared an elevator with
him.
You might have been in there, too.
There you go.
In Atlanta.
Yeah.
And we had a
I was probably there.
Exactly.
And I'll be doggone. It's Griff Jenkins, all-around great guy, terrific reporter, great anchor, and just entertaining as heck. Okay, so...
Check is in the mail.
No. I mean, and your work ethic stems from the time you wanted the moped, and your dad said, go work for it. That's how it all started, man.
Exactly. And, you know, I got to tell you, you look at some of the younger generation, and, you know, I appreciate the work smarter, not harder. But look, for me, and I think most of our generation, CBJ, you learn to work hard from the time you were old enough to get employed anywhere. And knock on wood, I think it has served me well so far.
Well, you're crawling through thorn bushes on the border, man. Yeah. Nobody does that. Come on, man. That's just a guy that rolls up his sleeve and gets after it. A great Les Brown motivational speaker said, you got to be hungry, and you're hungry. Yeah. You're after it, man.
And curious, and, you know, let me break a little bit of news. I'm going to get on a plane tomorrow morning. We just, this afternoon, sort of pulled it together. I'm going to hop on a plane and go back to Eagle Pass, Texas. I'll be there about a week or so, going back to the border, and happy to give a call into you guys, too, because, honest to God, you know, I have got a lot of good sources in this DHS, CBP, Border Patrol. And about a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, they started saying, hey, man, you know, the numbers are really out of control. I said, what are you talking about? They said, we're getting back to the numbers we were seeing back in May, right before Title 42 ended, which was 7, 8. Now we know it's 9,000. I put out at Fox the 4-day between Friday and Monday of this past week, it was 35,500 something, which is roughly almost 9,000 encounters a day. And the sources told me, they said, look, we at Border Patrol, we can't take anymore. Like, the system's going to collapse. And this comes, just to put it in context, after the administration thought, well, Title 42 goes away, but we got this CBP One app, when they can go on an app online, legally apply for asylum, be legally paroled at a port of entry into the U.S., where the administration would cut down on the number of people coming. But guess what? It takes time. It's backlogged. And the migrants have no patience. And why should they, when they know there is a near guarantee that when they illegally just step across or across a river and step on U.S. Soil, then they're going to be mass released. And this administration, which favors mass releases, is rewarding their efforts. And so this has no end in sight. And so I said, get me back to the border, and let's see it on the front line.
What is the morale of our border agents, would you guess?
I can't thank you enough for asking that. The morale is in the toilet. They're overworked. They're overwhelmed. And it's coming at a time, Stevie J, when you've got the Republicans possibly holding out, a small group of them, to shut down the government. And if the government shuts down and it, you know, is a little complicated on how it works, but ultimately you could have a scenario come October 1st where these poor, exhausted men and women of Border Patrol and CBP could have to go without a paycheck. And that is literally the worst case scenario for the men and women that are trying to hold the line and keep our country from being literally overrun by the number of migrants coming.
I mean, the policy is clear. It's an open border policy. And so it has to be very confusing and frustrating. We had a former division leader, retired ICE guy, yesterday, and he is so passionate about getting the word out. And outside of you, Griff, I mean, there's just not a lot of movement on this story.
There's not. And I'll give credit to, I haven't seen it this morning, but I was up on the Hill covering a quick thing on the Garland testimony today, another big story today. Yeah. But I did see yesterday that CNN has at least a reporter in El Paso. And, you know, it, for the life of me, I cannot understand why this isn't a story leading many newscasts right now, because it's never been this bad. And as your ICE guest points out, you know, for the men and women who devoted their professional lives to trying to secure our border from dangers beyond, you know, they're just flabbergasted, because it's unbelievable to think that if you just decided to open your front door of your house and just leave, and who knows who may walk in it, and that's okay, it makes absolutely no sense. And a point in case, Bill Malusian and I were working late last night, hand in hand, to confirm this story. You'll see him reporting on today in Eagle Pass, where I'm going tomorrow. A migrant from Peru crossed, we confirmed, crossed illegally into Eagle Pass back in May, was released by Border Patrol into the custody of ICE, who then released the single male, 64 Peru adult migrant, released it to the local NGO with a ATD, which is an alternative to detention, meaning you're basically just mass released. And by the way, we never, until a few years ago, started releasing single adult males because the obvious danger that they could pose, particularly without a lot of knowledge of their background of where they came from. But they released him, and now he was charged yesterday with murder. Now, the details are still thin on who was murdered, how it happened. We don't know. We're working on the rest of the story from the local Maverick County sheriff that's got to give us a little more details. But nonetheless, any way you slice it, it's not good that a migrant crossed illegally, was released, and murdered anyone. And at the end of the day, you have to step back, and this is the point of it. It was eventually going to happen. Like, it was inevitable. If we just mass release people, that you're going to have a scenario where someone released commits heinous crimes, in this case, a murder.
What was sad, and when we know there are other stories like that, it's just heartbreaking and what it does to people forever. It's just horrific. I'm telling you, and I know this isn't going to solve anything. I would send buses till further notice to two places. Number one, Washington, D.C. Number two, Martha's Vineyard. I'd just go right at him, man. Here you go. But listen, I mean, you think about 9,000 people a day, 9,000 encounters, they all have to go to the bathroom. They all have to eat. How are we doing this in New York City and Chicago and everybody? They're just on the sidewalk. Is this what we want?
Well, and you know, it's fascinating. I mean, listen, you got to give Texas Governor Greg Abbott a lot of kudos because he was vilified for this political stunt by Democrats. But at the end of the day, you've now got people like Mayor Eric Adams, Democrat in New York, and the governor, Kathy Hochul, fighting now with the administration. And by the way, don't think for a second that it wasn't noticed that Joe Biden came to New York to go to the UN, had a couple of days there with giant gaps on his public schedule, which we presume he was napping at his hotel, when he could have taken a 15-minute meeting with Mayor Adams, who has been begging, pleading for help, saying that the future of New York is on the line here because of this problem. And yet Joe Biden had no time to even hear the mayor's concerns. And it tells you, I think, a little bit in a snapshot, a little bit of how concerned they are about this and the prioritization they put on it, which is pretty much nothing.
We're thankful for Griff Jenkins. So you'll be at Eagle Pass the rest of the week?
That's right. I'm going to head down there tomorrow, be reporting Friday through the weekend into next week, and continue to tell the story. And if others won't do it, that's fine. We'll keep doing it. I put a video out on Sunday, you may have seen, of these migrants on a train coming through Mexico. They got like 4 million views. And you look at the polls, Fox's polls, the number two issue to Americans out there is immigration. And so people are paying attention whether or not the mainstream media decides to cover it or not.
Griff Jenkins, Renaissance man, outstanding reporter and anchor. Ladies and gentlemen, I just checked this morning's rankings, and you are number one in the world when it comes to prominent anchors and reporters leading the world in surfing.
Yes, I love
nobody
it.
Does
Thank
that.
You,
nobody does that. Nobody is an anchor at Fox or anywhere else and then surfs in the 50-plus division, baby. Come on, man.
World champ. Look out.
Hey, I appreciate your time. Keep up your good work. Stay safe in Texas. We'll be connecting again.
Thanks, DBJ. Have a great one. A bushy, bushy
blonde hair. He's a surfer. Surfing
US. I love it. You'll catch him surfing at Have you ever done that?
No.
I haven't either.
In Hawaii, Nathaniel's birthday present was surfing lessons, so we were on Oahu, Honolulu, and he went out there, and I think he got up on the board.
Okay.
I think
bodyboard, whatever.
Yeah, but I think he stood up.
Boogie board.
I think he stood up. I have to ask him tomorrow. Did you know?
That's right.
Anyway, it's surfing, and the Griff, he sent me a picture of the back of his car with the surfboards in it.
Yes.
As if he has time.
I love
that. I haven't checked Eagle Pass test because I don't think there's water there. I don't think he's surfing there.
Right.
But I really like him. He's a good man and really, really, really a down-to-earth dude. And just
he's one of us, the way he talks, and obviously coming from radio in the 90s, that's awesome that he was on Ollie North's show. I didn't realize that.
No, he's just great.
Good stuff.
Big fan. Okay, Busey proud to give back to its communities by doing the right thing for customers, building trusted relationships that actually span generations. In 21 and 22, Busey Associates generously gave 20,000 hours. There's a lot of community time.
Yes,
there.
It is.
Nearly 200 associates committed to board service in their community, so they're very active. Busey Associates have also raised $450,000 through the Pay It Forward Fridays. Now, there's a place you can go. You can take a look at the whole report. If you want information about Busey's volunteer initiatives, charitable campaigns, you can check out the Busey's 2022 Impact, Corporate Sustainability Practices, Associate Training, Recognition, Development. It's all in there. All you have to do to learn more about this report is go to Busey.com/impact, Busey.com/impact. When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Housing construction slumped in August. Housing starts, which is groundbreakings, declined 11.3% last month. However, building permits for new construction rose 6.9%. The sign will be seeing more construction in weeks and months to come. Volvo says it will end production of diesel cars by early next year. The company is moving towards selling fully electric cars in 7 years. Only 8% of Volvo cars made last year were diesels, and about a third were fully electric or plug-in hybrid models. Florida-based digital health company UpHealth has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization. It expects to continue operating. The Federal Reserve's two-day meeting starts today, and also Instacart launches its stock on the NASDAQ. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. All this week, I'm bringing you gripping details straight out of some of the most horrific crimes. Whether it's a murder that rocked a quiet town, a wrongful conviction, or a cold case that remains unsolved, I'm speaking to the people who lived the story for an unparalleled look at these shocking cases. Join me for a week of true crime content you won't want to miss. Subscribe at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Well, we got Randy Shannon, president of the Blue Crew, with a big golf outing to raise some money. Hey, Randy, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Well, fine. Thanks for being on here. So what do you got coming up, and for what reason? First responders?
Yes, sir. We are a law enforcement first responders motorcycle club. So our club encompasses law enforcement, former law enforcement, veterans, first responders, firefighters.
Good group of people, that's for sure. And I know on September 30th, you'll be at the Orange and Blue course in Savoy. Tell us what's happening with this golf outing.
5 years ago, we suddenly lost a member of ours, Chaz McCrone, in an automobile accident. He was a captain of the Postodum Fire Department. When we lost Chaz, we thought the best way to honor him would be to do a firefighter scholarship at IFSI Fire Institute and pay a young man or woman's way through fire training.
Now, that's not cheap. So, let's talk about how much that can be.
That can be pretty expensive. I mean, the training out there is top-notch, so it's worth it. But we like to choose young men or women around here that are self-pay, you know, that the departments aren't able to afford to send them to, so the firefighter himself pays for it.
Well, if you pay for your own way through, when you get through the thing, I would think you'd be extraordinarily hireable, right?
Absolutely. We've given four scholarships. This will be our fifth. And all four have been hired on permanent fire departments so far. So we've got a pretty good track record.
Well, first responders, I mean, you know, firefighters, people say, you know, it's great and it'd be worse in Chicago with Champions. Listen, you're the first at the accident, yeah. Man. You see stuff that most of us just couldn't deal with. I mean, there's a lot going on with the kind of scenes you all run up against. And obviously, police every day are put their life in danger with all the stuff. But hey, Randy, it's just we can't say thank you enough.
Well, we do appreciate that. And it is true, the stuff that first responders, military, and police go through every day, you know, the mental health aspect of it is something that people don't look at. But those protections and freedoms, if they're not there, then I don't know what would happen in this world.
It's collapsing, right? As before our eyes, that's what happens. When you disarm police and you don't have a 911 answer, you got to go get your own gun and defend your backyard. I mean, this is crazy time.
Right.
And Randy, we want you to know how incredibly valuable you are. What is your background?
I am military. I was in the United States Army in the Army National Guard out of Paris, Illinois, the 1544th.
Well, was that something that you always wanted to do?
My grandfather had a rule when I was growing up: you serve your country and then you go on with your life.
Well,
okay.
So it wasn't much of a choice. Out of, you know, I've got 20 some cousins, probably 15 of us served, the male.
And looking back on it, are you excited you did do that? Was it a good move?
I wouldn't go back for nothing, but I wouldn't trade the experience for anything in the world.
Gotcha. Well, it's so valuable. And we here at our broadcasting company just try to say it every single time. We hit the police really hard from goodness and what y'all, first responders and the stuff you all do. You're doing work many of us aren't doing, but we couldn't do. You're doing something we could not do. And it has to be appreciated. And we just want you to know how incredibly important you are.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. The community, I think a lot of the community feels the same.
Yep.
Obviously. And everything, there's a couple one-offs, but the community has really stepped up this year. You know, Cars and Carts out of Newman, Illinois, Campus Inc., Felt Camp Towing, Bobo's Barbecue, Rocket Motors, Circle K. I mean, the list goes on and on of people that have really stepped to the plate to help with this event.
Randy awesome. Shannon, president of Blue Crew. It's a motorcycle club, law enforcement motorcycle club. Now, again, one more time for the 30th, which is a week from Saturday. What do we do?
September 30th. It is at the U of I Blue and Orange. We have a shotgun start at 10 o'clock, sign-ins from 8 to 9. We have limited slots available, so make sure you get on our website. And our website is centralillinoisbluecrew.com. And sign up, and if you don't, aren't able to get into the event this year, you can still come out, enjoy the raffles, enjoy, you know, a few contests that we have going on out there, and just support the young firefighters going to the academy.
Nice.
Hey, buddy, I appreciate you. Thank you, Randy Shannon. Thanks for being
Thanks
on.
Thanks for all you do.
Way to go.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on. We appreciate what your station and what you two have done for us. We greatly appreciate it.
Appreciate awesome. You right back. Thank you, Randy Shannon. ESPN 93.5, news, weather, sports, all in our final half hour. Football days away.
Fighting Illini football versus Florida Atlantic University on Saturday, September 23rd. Bring the whole family and enjoy the family fun in Grange Grove with bounce houses, equipment try-on, live music, tailgating, and more. Get tickets as low as $15 for Fighting Illini football versus Florida Atlantic, Saturday, September 23rd at fightingillini.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Attorney General Merrick Garland's about to appear before the House Judiciary Committee, accused by Republicans of protecting President Biden and his son Hunter.
His opening statement reads, quote, "There is not one set of laws for the powerful and another for the powerless, one for the rich, another for the poor, one for Democrats, another for Republicans, or different rules depending on one's race or ethnicity or religion. Our job is to pursue justice without fear or favor."
Fox's Brooks Singman. Florida Senator Rick Scott's joined by 46 other Republicans asking to reinstate enforcement of the Senate dress code.
They say loosening the rules disrespects the institution. Scott tweeting, "The Senate floor is a special place. It's not hard to show it some respect and dress like a grown-up." The Senate dress code previously required coats and ties for men and business attire for women.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. America's listening to Fox News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Illini fans, gear up for the football season this year with the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Get ready to support your Fighting Illini by shopping their great selection of Illini football merchandise, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, even brand new Nike replica jerseys. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwa or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champaign, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's sarahchampaign.com.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Here's a look at local news. An investigation continues after a family of four found dead in Romeoville, Illinois. Police say Roberto Roland and Zoraida Bartolome, their two kids and three dogs, discovered shot to death Sunday night inside a home at the 500 block of Concord Avenue. The discovery made after a member of the family didn't show up to work. Illinoisans who own firearms that can't be sold in the state will be allowed to keep them. Illinois State Police filed an emergency rule with the Secretary of State to implement the Protect Illinois Communities Act, which regulates the sale and distribution of assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and switches in Illinois. Act went into effect in January. Illinois offering free car seat checks for parents and caregivers this week. The Department of Transportation encouraging parents and caregivers to have their child safety seats checked to make sure they meet certain safety standards and installed correctly. There will be 92 car seat check events throughout the state this week. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwalk or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champaign, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's sarahchampaign.com. The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business since 1954. In the last 25 years, the Blossom Basket Florist has processed over 535,000 orders. That's 21,400 orders per year. With that type of volume, they know they have satisfied customers who just keep coming back. Find out why their customers love their designs and customer service. From simple to simply magnificent, they can design for any type of event. Visit them at 1002 North Cunningham and Urbana or online at blossombasket.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Warm late summer weather continues on to the foreseeable future and in the longer ranges as well, at least through the rest of the month and perhaps even the very beginning part of October around here, with temperatures at or well above seasonal expectations, including today. We'll top out around 82 under a mostly sunny sky. Any organized rain up north of the Kankakee and west of the Illinois again for the day today. Southeast to south breezes, overnight lows tonight either side of 60, with increasing cloudiness for the day tomorrow. Sun and clouds, southeast winds, and a high near 83. Down to the lower 60s tomorrow night. More unseasonably warm weather for the day Friday and Saturday too. 85 on Friday, 84 kickoff time Saturday afternoon. That'll be the first day of fall, would you believe? Then a couple of isolated, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms for Sunday and Monday. Lingering chance on Tuesday. Dry the middle and late parts of next week. Daytime temperatures between 75 and 80. That's a few degrees above average still. Overnight readings 55 to 60. For Steve and Jay Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Allow us to offer you a welcoming invitation to our MCC family get-together on Sunday, September 24th. Come and join our Muhammad Christian Church as we will celebrate our weekly worship service outside at 10 a.m. A tent canopy to protect from the weather will be in place, and a welcoming team will greet you and your family and assist your every need. Bottled water, smiles, and a chorus of "Glad to see you" will be provided. And oh, please stop by our children's ministry table and here are the creative, exciting, and fun walks with Jesus. Join us as we share communion and the feeling of our Lord smiling with His blessings. That's Muhammad Christian Church, 908 North Lake of the Woods Road, Sunday, September 24th, for outside service at 10 a.m. And stay for our MCC family get-together picnic, absolutely free, following service. We are Muhammad Christian Church, 908 North Lake of the Woods Road. Please visit MuhammadChristian.org.
All right, so we're live at Pia's this Friday with the boys. That'll be fun, always is. And that's West Springfield. Before you get to Mattis, you'll see Pia's, and then we'll be in the back, and we'll be all set up.
Yep.
Tickets to give away to the game, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff we give away. It is so entertaining seeing Derek and Lon interact, and Lon, you know, having guests come up, and just, it's a blast.
It wasn't an empty table. It was pretty full.
That's right.
We had a lot of people on the first one, and this will be number two. We're going to do four of these.
And the special will be the Bullet Rye and Bourbon, and they've got their Woody Wagon. It's kind of a teardrop trailer that unfolds into a tailgate experience that's top-notch. So we'll have that party in on the patio also.
All right. Pia's again, 3 to 5. 3 o'clock hour repeated the 5 o'clock hour.
And then, of course, you could win tickets to that 2:30 kickoff the next day, yep. Saturday, as we take on Florida Atlantic. I don't know if we've ever played that.
I don't think
Owls
we've ever played them in football. Mm-hmm. All right, 20 till, Illinois' basketball schedule has been released, and it looks like our only Big Ten game before the new year will be December 2.
Against Rutgers.
What do they call that? The rack? It's a tough place to play.
That's right.
With people all around you, mm-hmm. like on top of you. It's really intimate. And it's a hard place to win. That McCaffrey, whatever that guy's name was, he transferred. He was the guy with the headband. Oh, he was a problem.
That's right.
He actually rumored to maybe have a look at Illinois at one point, but he left the conference. I don't know where he went. Anyway.
And now that we have more of an idea of how the season looks, you've also got the iFund member pre-sale mini plan tickets that'll start up on September 26th, and that could give you primo seating for that Maui Strong relief matchup against Kansas that'll be coming our way on Sunday, October 29th at 5.
It's a fundraiser. If you want to be in the 100 level, if they're still available, it's like 175. Parking maybe 25. I mean, they're trying to raise millions of dollars here.
Now, we'll have a game under our belt against Ottawa with an exhibition game on Friday, October 20th. But that'll be a hot ticket, Sunday, October 29th, to have Bill Self coming back. And then we have EIU on Monday, November 6th, and Oakland Friday, November 10th, Marquette on Tuesday, November 14th.
Home, Marquette's here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we played them up there last year, lost, I think.
And so, and then, like you said, the Big Ten is full and on in 2024.
What's it, 2024 January? Read my January schedule, because I think it's really hard.
Okay. Let me pull that up. I did note that the we have Iowa on March 10th to wrap up the regular season.
Here?
It's at Iowa, I believe. Okay. And then we're off to the Big Ten Tournament, which is in Minneapolis this year, March 13th through the 17th. Huh. And March 13th through the 17th, when it comes to how things look in Minneapolis, that could be a challenge to me. Yeah, they're pretty in their winter, aren't they?
No, I think it breaks by then.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. Why are we going to Minnesota? It's usually Chicago or Indy.
I know.
And we must be playing where the Timberwolves play. We wouldn't play in the barn.
That's right.
Minnesota play, so.
So I do have some games up if you're interested.
Just January.
Okay, January. So I'm scrolling. We have Northwestern.
Here.
At Northwestern.
At Northwestern.
Oh, no. It's at the State Farm Center.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
January 2nd. Purdue on January 5th. That's a Friday at West Lafayette.
Okay.
Michigan State at January 11th. That's a Thursday at the State Farm Center.
Yeah.
Maryland at the State Farm Center, Sunday, January 14th. Michigan at Ann Arbor, January 18th. Rutgers again, Sunday, January 20th at the State Farm Center. Northwestern's back at Evanston, and that's coming up on January 24th. We also have Indiana on Saturday, January 27th at the State Farm Center.
Woo.
We'll be back in Columbus, Ohio against Ohio State on January 30th.
Well, that's a full month
of
basketball and some really tough games in there. I would think, again, I was listening. It was first games up to the 14th. We're not going to have the students around. And you kind of want them around because they help Orange Crush.
You're right.
So there won't be any student until we get to when we go to Ann Arbor on the 18th. So,
mm-hmm.
Hey, it's on. And we certainly have a top five team with the guys we got coming back.
Right.
But, man, oh, man, anybody want to guard Josh Edey? Can't play in the NBA, but he's a
seven-foot guy.
Yeah, 7'4".
Oh, my goodness.
He's. I loved when Kofi was playing. Kofi can't come back, right? Yeah. Dang it. All right, 844 ESPN 93.5. Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. Welcome to Sarah Champagne, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence.
Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. Your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 435120.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456. Or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, sports headlines.
Milwaukee beat our St. Louis Cardinals 7-3 yesterday. At least we had the Wainwright 200th win that made us all happy.
That's a highlight of the year for
right.
me. That's
and, you know, them celebrating in the locker room and champagne and all. It kind of felt like, you know, some of the other postseason play when they were getting into it in recent years past. So at least we had that.
Yep.
So 6:45 start over on ESPN 93.5, and over on US 105.9, we have the Cubs and Pirates getting together. It's a 6:40 start. In fact, 14-1 yesterday over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Cody Bellinger with that 3-run homer. Good stuff. And I don't even know Alexander Canario.
Yeah, good going. Grand slam. I don't know, but we may be out of know him now.
Exactly. Chicago White Sox were beat by the Nationals 4-3. They've got a 12-0-5 start. We have our volleyball team in action in Bloomington, Indiana against the Hoosiers at 7. Go Illini. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. While clusters of showers and thunderstorms play out in the Mississippi River Valley on westward and up along and north of the I-80 corridor, we sit in good shape here at East Central Illinois. Warm days, pleasant, nice humidity for now in check. And yeah, it's more or less a summery feel, even well past the old equinox rolling in here in the pre-dawn hours of Saturday. No changes to football Saturday's forecast with temperatures in the 80s. Forecast for the day today is a day that features partly to mostly sunny skies, warm weather again, southeast to south winds at high at about 82, average high this time of the year at around 77. We'll bottom out tonight with increasing clouds and 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm southeasterly breezes at a high near 83. Sunshine at 85 with Friday outlook. Saturday, with autumn clocking in at 1:50 in the morning, a partly cloudy afternoon. Kickoff high temperature at around 84 degrees. We do get into a couple of isolated to widely scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, high 75 to 80 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. Your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Well, there's been a lot of negative about the Chicago Bears. Man,
I know
they're talking like Justin Fields isn't going to be the quarterback anymore, and he's out by week whatever, and they're going to throw him under the bus and all these other things.
It's been
two games,
but I mean, that is the nature of Chicago sports in general, Woo! Isn't it?
Well, and it's the current head coach.
The Bears are 0-2.
But
so.
Matt Eberflus, nobody knows who he is, and he's 3-16. It's like the worst start ever for a Bears
I
coach.
See.
So that's probably not going to work. But they also didn't draft Justin. Justin Fields was drafted by the previous general manager. So he can say, well, we got to get our guy, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's the NFL's really unbelievably popular. And somebody needs to do a thesis. Would it be popular if there were no gambling? Would it be popular if fantasy was banned in America? Would it be popular if there was no beer at Soldier Field?
Right.
I mean, it is an amazing.
Oh my goodness!
It is an amazing 38-year-old male event.
Yes, it is.
And it's
lots of testosterone.
Well, there's money flying all over the place,
right.
And people are making in-game bets. I mean, it's all going on. I'm just wondering, is this just like modern-day gladiators, except hopefully nobody dies? I mean, what is this? How far will it go? How can it continue paying a quarterback $55 million a year, and even if they don't play, and you're just trying to get yours. Very few get that kind of money. And the running back position we've talked about, I mean, what's the value? You're good for 3 to 5 years, shelf life. There's another guy, he's coming in, he's good for 3 to 5 years. And then the running backs are, well, let's have our own union, a sub-union of a union. Huh. It's just like, you know, Saquon Barkley was trying to get all this money. They finally extended him a year, he's hurt again. It is just that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is. The center in basketball in the NBA is gone. There's no more Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Shaquille O'Neal. That's out of date. Kofi Coburn was Shaquille O'Neal, and he couldn't get a job.
Yep.
So it's...
You got to be able to shoot the threes.
Yeah, it's an evolution. So,
yeah.
Evolution. Okay, we are done, but we shall return tomorrow. John Decker, Gray Television's White House correspondent, be bright and chippy tomorrow.
Well, and to add to the Chicago sports note, they're also finicky about the Cubs here in the last stretch, too.
Well, now that they won last night, everything's fine.
Yeah. Okay, let's hope.
John Decker, bright and cheery in the morning. Did you know Nathaniel's son? That's also tomorrow. So awesome. We'll be back. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's Diane Ducey.
Enjoy the day.
I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. The Voice this afternoon, Lante, Derek Piper with Kyle Tosk. That's after 3. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
When you've got an emergency, call Dogtown Heating and Air. Whether it's HVAC repair, plumbing repair, or choosing a new system for your home, Dogtown is here for you. They're an independently owned Lennox dealer, and they offer financing and repair for all makes and models. They also offer a maintenance program to protect and prolong the life of your equipment. Open 24/7 for your needs. Call Dogtown Heating and Air at 217-841-4728. That's 841-4728. Online at DogtownHeatingAndAir.com.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
Call the roofing company that is family owned and operated, licensed, insured, and bonded. We offer excellent customer service and make our customer needs our top priority. Roof Doctors has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. It's easy to see why we have hundreds of very happy customers. Call us today for your free estimate or to discuss your upcoming project at 328-7529 or visit roofdoctorsco.com. That is 328-7529 or roofdoctorsco.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.